January. Rediscover your life's task. Many people have interests or activities they loved during childhood, spending hours on them. But as they age, they often follow external voices, like parents' or peers' opinions, or the desire for money and attention, instead of their true interests. This disconnect from your real self and uniqueness can lead to bad decisions, anxiety, and depression. Reconnect with your life's task by rediscovering your passion and lifelong interests. Once you identify your unique purpose, fully commit to it. Own your weirdness. Let your heroes inspire you, and don't let obstacles hold you back. Overcome your limitations by starting with the small things you're good at and growing from there. February. Dedicate to learning for cultural contribution. Beginning your quest to master any skill starts with a critical step, the apprenticeship phase. This phase is like your training ground, shaping your skills, mind, and character. It typically spans 5 to 10 years. Start your self-guided apprenticeship by following these steps. 1. Gain practical knowledge, a new skill set, and value learning above everything else, including money, recognition, and status. Learn to spot great learning opportunities. 2. When you're in a new place, feel a bit humble. Acknowledge you're not the expert. Stay curious and learn from those who know more. 3. Doing things hands-on beats reading books or taking classes. Pick roles and environments where you can dive in and learn by doing. 4. Choose an apprenticeship that pushes you, helps you see your weak spots, and gives you honest feedback. Work on improving those weaknesses. 5. The best way to learn is with a mentor. Find someone who's great at what you want to do. Once you've learned what they know, move on to someone else. The aim? To be better than your mentors. March. Develop expertise through skillful application. As you wrap up your hands-on learning phase, you're about to become a master in your field. It's your turn to reshape how things are done, just like all great experts do. Think of it this way. It's time to shake things up and set new standards. 1. People are naturally creative, but it takes time and patience to bring that creativity out. Impatience can slow down the creative process. So, give your ideas time to grow and be patient. 2. Dive deep into your work to find moments of intense focus and productivity. This can help you deal with setbacks and challenges more effectively. 3. Get better at focusing on one thing for a long time. Try doing things like meditation to build this skill. 4. Focus on the quality of your work, not on making money or getting famous. 5. Stay sharp by taking on new challenges. Don't get too comfortable with what you already know. Explore related areas of knowledge to make fresh connections between ideas. Remember, there's always more to learn. April. Excel in power, persuasion, and seduction. Being too strict about democracy and fairness and ignoring the power game can crush things. Learn the art of power, persuasion, and seduction by mastering the strategies of the old aristocratic court. By becoming skilled in these techniques, you'll excel as a courtier. 1. Never outshine the master. Avoid showing off your talents, as it might make others feel insecure. Instead, highlight your superior skills and abilities. 2. Master your emotional responses. Controlling your emotions shows strength, while anger and excessive emotions signal weakness. 3. Find out who holds the strings. Identify the key decision makers and build relationships with them, even if they're not obvious. 4. Be merciless with your enemies. Turn some enemies into allies to weaken them, but completely crush others. 5. Do not commit to anyone. Stay independent and loyal only to yourself. May. Study people to understand power dynamics. When you're dealing with people, remember that everyone's playing the power game, whether they admit it or not. Don't be fooled by those who claim they're above it all. They might be the most cunning players of all. Look past the words people say and focus on what they do. Don't rush to judge them. Instead, give it time and let their true colors show. Pay attention to how they handle tough situations, whether they've been responsible in the past, and what they've achieved. That's how you'll know who they are. Watch out for two types of people: drama magnets and deep narcissists. If you notice any signs of these behaviors in someone, distance yourself from them. Also, be cautious around those who seem overly charming or accommodating. June. Long-term strategy, not short-term tactics. To get folks on board with your big dreams, think like a strategist, not just someone who reacts at the moment. Get good at planning and keeping your real intentions hidden, and you'll climb to the top of the ladder. Blend in like a chameleon, adapting to different situations and people as needed. Keep your true intentions hidden, adding an air of mystery by revealing only what's necessary. Remember, humans tend to trust what they see. If you show them something they want to believe, they'll likely overlook your actual motives. So, focus their attention on what you want them to see, while quietly pursuing your real goals in the background. Instead of just accepting things as they seem, you gotta be a hardcore realist. Understand what drives people. If they're all about getting more, play into that. If folks want to seem like heroes, let them feel that way. July. Influence with seduction. Seduction isn't just about romantic relationships. It's woven into our culture, influencing how we interact and seek power over others. Everyone has something naturally appealing about them. It's not about looks, but understanding people. Try seeing things from a seductive perspective. Seductive people are empathetic and focus on others, not themselves. They adapt to different roles effortlessly, making them captivating. Pay attention, understand, and adapt. That's how you become irresistible. Avoid showing insecurity. It's a big turnoff. Instead, create exciting experiences, like putting on a show in real life. Draw people into your world of imagination. Be someone who brings joy and catches others' interest by breaking the rules a bit. August. Minimize resistance for persuasive success. Having great ideas isn't enough if you can't explain them well. To convince others to work with you, you need to make them feel like they want to do what you're asking. The trick is to make them think it's their own choice. 1. Instead of trying to talk someone into agreeing with you, tap into their feelings. People think they're always right. Instead, connect with their emotions. And don't forget to use your own emotions too, saying what others might be too scared to say. 2. Use visuals because they're more powerful than words. 3. Teach others a lesson by giving them a taste of their own medicine. It's about making people physically feel your point through what's called the moral effect. 4. Add some humor and a touch of irony to make your persuasion light and fun. September. Transform your life strategy and become a great warrior. To be a top-notch strategic warrior, you've got to change your life approach. Forget about tactical thinking. Start thinking strategically by aiming high and focusing on long-term goals. Take a step back to see the big picture. Look at problems from different angles and predict what might go wrong ahead of time. Put yourself in situations where you have choices that give you more control and flexibility. It's not about doing steps A, B, and C perfectly. It's about being able to pick between options A, B, and C based on what's happening. October. Acknowledge human nature for emotional control. Understanding and accepting your human nature helps you control your feelings. Instead of letting emotions take over, see things for what they are. The world just exists. It's not inherently good or bad. Don't assume something is right just because you feel a certain way. By changing how you think, you can change your situation. Save yourself stress by accepting people as they are, without judging or wishing they were different. Discovering your dark side is like embracing the parts of yourself that you usually hide away. When you only show your best side to the world, it can make you feel down and anxious. But by understanding all of yourself, even the parts you're not proud of, you can feel more genuine and complete. November. Discovering your best self takes awareness and practice. People often focus too much on themselves, their dreams, and their problems. Instead, try looking outward and paying attention to the world around you. It's easy to misjudge others, so sharpen your listening skills. Get absorbed in your tasks, not your ego. Take time to understand all parts of yourself. Recognize when your emotions are at play, and they won't control you as much. Practice being patient. If something's bothering you, give it a day to see if your perspective changes. December. Experience the cosmic awe. Unlock your mind to the vastness of the cosmic sublime. 1. Recognize the reality of death, both for yourself and others. Many societies today try to ignore death, but this just makes people more anxious. Understanding that everything, including our own lives, will eventually end is what gives life its meaning and importance. 2. Stay away from things that give you a quick high but ultimately just distract you from the boring stuff in life. That means no drugs, booze, excessive gaming, or porn. 3. Step out of your comfort zone now and then to explore the unfamiliar and vast. Venture into untamed places where humans haven't left their mark and ditch the gadgets. Immerse yourself in cultures and environments totally unlike what you're used to. 4. Dive into the moment. Aim to reach a state of flow. When you're completely focused on what you're doing, make being fully present part of your daily routine. Key points. 1. Rediscover childhood passions to stay true to yourself and avoid regret. 2. Value hands-on learning and humility to master new skills effectively. 3. Practice patience and intense focus to excel in your chosen field. 4. Learn the art of power and persuasion to navigate social dynamics successfully. 5. Understand human nature and emotions to control your reactions and decisions. 6. Promotes awareness and empathy to improve relationships and self-understanding. 7. Adopt life's vastness and nurture presence to find meaning and fulfillment.